I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. In an effort to increase vaccinations in high-traffic areas, the City of Toronto is launching VaxGiving for the Thanksgiving long weekend and the following week. The campaign will run from October 7th to the 15th, and clinics will be stationed in TTC stations, malls, schools, community centers, and libraries. Further, there will be a late-night pop-up clinic in Toronto Centre's St. Jamestown on Friday, October 8th until 11 p.m. Overall, there will be 18 clinics operating during this campaign across the city. The placements of these clinics will be in neighborhoods that have lower vaccination rates, which is similar to the city's Days of Vaction campaign in September. As of October 4th, more than 200,000 eligible residents still need a first or second dose of the COVID-19 vaccine, according to the city's research. Toronto Mayor John Tory commented on the launch of the VaxGiving campaign in front of a mobile vaccine clinic yesterday.
I'm proud to announce today our VaxGiving plan. We want people who aren't vaccinated already to take the opportunity to get vaccinated over the course of the Thanksgiving weekend. And that is why we're promoting all of the places that you can get vaccinated right across the city. More than 18 Team Toronto VaxGiving clinics are being held starting today and into the early part of next week. This includes a number of Toronto Public Health walk-in vaccination clinics at malls, TTC stations, schools, churches, libraries, and even a late-night pop-up in St. Jamestown. All of these clinics are in areas where we are working to drive up vaccination rates, which are lower than the average in the rest of the city. We're going where the data says we need to go and where we know that these locations will be easy for people in those areas to visit.
Further, Tory said in a press release, quote, "Thank you to every member of Team Toronto who are all working to get people vaccinated this Thanksgiving. We are also thankful for the work of everyone involved in this vaccination effort. It will ensure this holiday can be a bit more normal than last year, and that next Thanksgiving, this pandemic will be behind us. This weekend, if you are not vaccinated yet, please don't put it off any longer. Come out to one of our VaxGiving clinics and get vaccinated. Getting vaccinated now will give you freedom. This is all part of our steady process to get people vaccinated. As I said before, we vaccinated millions, so we just have thousands left to go." End quote. Spadina Fort York City Councillor and Chair of the Toronto Board of Health, Joe Cressy, said, quote, "In churches and libraries, in malls and community centers, this holiday weekend, there are pop-up vaccine clinics opened across our city for Torontonians to get their shots. There's no better way to give thanks, including to our frontline and healthcare heroes that have sacrificed so much to keep us safe, than by rolling up your sleeves and getting your first or second dose. Come down to one of Team Toronto's VaxGiving clinics this weekend and get into the spirit of the season." End quote. Toronto's Medical Officer of Health, Dr. Eileen Davila, also commented on the campaign. Quote, "This Thanksgiving weekend's VaxGiving campaign is another way our Team Toronto partners are coming together to bring vaccines to residents at convenient times and locations across our city. With further holidays and colder weather season just around the corner, if you haven't already, I encourage you to make getting your COVID-19 vaccine at one of the VaxGiving clinics this weekend part of those plans. Getting fully vaccinated protects your health and the health of those around you, and will preserve our city's vaccination process towards ending this pandemic." End quote. This week, Dr. Davila cautioned Toronto residents about gathering for the Thanksgiving weekend indoors. Small indoor gatherings without masks are permitted, but she urges hosts to ensure all attendees are fully vaccinated. If unvaccinated individuals, like children, are around, Davila is advising gatherings to be hosted outdoors. The end of September and early October marks the deadlines given to city workers, including TTC workers, and to healthcare workers to show proof of full vaccinations. Individuals that are not fully vaccinated will be suspended without pay or be fired. The province is averaging close to 600 positive COVID-19 cases per day this week. The 7-day average is 565, with close to 5,000 active cases in the province, according to the Ontario government website. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative.